Good morning and welcome back to the Thursday edition of Newsday Amarillo. I'm David Lovejoy.
And I'm Shannon Gray.
Right now we're joined by Mr. Patrick Lippincott, citizen right here in Amarillo, Texas. Good morning, Patrick.
Good morning, David.
How are you doing today?
I'm doing okay.
All right. We were talking about something we'd seen on social media, and then you had an experience. Tell us a little bit about that, Patrick.
Well, as everyone is trying to do, I'm trying to follow the rules with this scenario. I'm a self-employed handyman. My work has been seriously affected by this virus. And I tell you, I have one job where I'm working solo, and I'm actually there right now. There's no one else on the property. And the only places I'm going is to the grocery store and to the hardware store when I need things. Yesterday, I was coming back from the grocery store and going by the golf course on 6th Street. And there was 20 to 30 guys out there hovering around the holes, all close together, not 6 feet apart, and they're golfing. Everybody else in their jobs, probably going to wind up losing their homes, might not even be able to eat. And yet these guys are out there just having a great time. Wouldn't we all love to be having a great time?
Yeah, that's, you know, and that one thing we keep hearing over and over again, that to flatten the peak, to flatten the curve, we have to follow these rules of social distancing, the sanitation aspects we're looking at. I could see where that could rile you the wrong way, mm-hmm. because there are people who are going to be affected. This is going to have a ripple effect for the next couple of years for some people. And for some to say, well, I don't care, I'm going to do what I want to, and take the potential or the chance to spread this, elongate the pandemic or something like that, it can be pretty agitational.
Yes, it can.
Yeah.
And I've already put a phone call into the mayor's office, which I really don't even expect a response. And my next phone call will be to the governor's office. And I'm going to be perfectly honest with you, Dave. If nobody takes steps to do something about this, I nonviolently will do something myself. And I'll do as much as I can to prevent these guys from actually getting to the golf course.
Yeah, Patrick, that was going to be my question, actually. I appreciate the fact that you're trying to go through the proper channels, right, to get something done about this. What would you like to see happen in this instance?
I would like to see them shut it down like everything else is shut down. You know, mm-hmm. there are so many people I know, friends of mine, that are just stuck at home, literally going out of their mind because they love to work, they want to work, they want to support their families, and yet their hands are tied.
Yeah.
You know, this is completely different than what we went through with 9/11.
Right.
9/11, we could load up and go take care of business.
Mm-hmm.
This one, we just have to sit on our hands and wait.
Mm-hmm.
This kind of changed the paradigm of what you're trying to work with.
Yeah.
One of the things, too, that has been kind of upsetting me here lately is the disposal of waste, of rubber gloves, of masks. And it's just kind of disheartening when you walk through a parking lot of your local store and it's just littered with these items.
Yes. It's a lack of responsibility. Each and every individual needs to take responsibility for their own life, their own well-being, and their family's well-being. And if you don't have that level of responsibility, then maybe you should just be put in a lockdown situation where you can't get out.
Right, yeah. Yeah, and if you look at cities like New York, out in California,
yeah.
other cities that are being hit hard, I mean, you know, the last 2 days we've broken the average, broken the record, 2,000-plus mm-hmm. deaths. If you're not taking this serious by now, then when will you take it seriously?
Right. Will you take it seriously when one of your own family members dies?
Does it have to? But it shouldn't have to go to that.
It should not have to go to that. You're absolutely right, Dave. And, I mean, it's infuriating. And, I mean, you know, you know me, Dave. We've been friends a long time.
Long time, man. Like,
you know,
seventh grade.
You know I don't sit idly by.
Right,
and
yeah.
This particular situation has infuriated me beyond belief.
Wow. Well, hey, Patrick, thank you for taking time out to come in on Newsday Amarillo and talk about this issue with this man. We really appreciate that. And please be careful out there. I know your mother, just like my father, is up a little bit there in age. So you
exactly.
may have to take special precautions. Like you said, go to the store for them. Try to keep them as healthy as you can and minimize
yes,
that exposure. And like I said, that I understand. I can understand your frustration mm-hmm. because on the other end of it, there's some people who wish they could have that escape.
Exactly. You know, I'd love to go out and socialize with my friends.
Not happening soon, huh?
Happening soon, man.
All right. Thank you, Patrick, man. Yeah, you have you. A safe day, and we'll talk to you soon, brother.
Thank you.
All right. That was Mr. Patrick Lippincott in the perils of social distancing, I guess.
I'm so grateful for Patrick for being willing to share his frustrations.
Say what he means.
Because we here want to see the good, right?
Yes.
And that
mm-hmm.
doesn't mean that we want to brush aside the things that still need to be worked mm-hmm. on. And as we've mentioned a million times, this is a new situation for all of us, including our government. Mm-hmm. We've gone through things similar to this in our past, but they weren't handled in the correct way then. I think our administration and even our city officials have done a great job now, but there are still things we can improve on.
Yeah.
And that is a great example. You know, like I was telling you earlier, I thought there was an order in place to shut down all golf courses anyway. So the fact that they're still open is a question mark to me because I thought I heard they were supposed to be shut down.
I don't know. Like I said, I think then we have to look at, is it a public versus a private club?
Yeah.
I think that has something to play mm-hmm. into the status of an open and closing. But, you know, just the thing we want to get out of this situation as quick as we can. And so the best way to do that is just follow these ordinances, these guidelines. You mentioned something earlier about not going off on the rumor mill.
Mm-hmm.
And that's something we've had to battle here in the newsroom.
Yeah.
We go by the numbers of cases and deaths and that sort of stuff every day. At 2:30, the city of Amarillo releases a report card.
Mm-hmm.
That's the information we go off of. Now, we get all day long people calling, or we get messages saying, oh, there's five people at mm-hmm. this place that have it, and there's four that are dead now. I have no way of verifying that, so I refuse to use it. I appreciate your concern, and I appreciate you calling in and wanting to contribute, but in this situation, we have to have the facts. We can't go on a rumor or any window.
Well, and part of keeping people healthy, right? It's not just about social distancing, but that mental aspect and giving them the accurate information as best as we can. So it's frustrating to us, too, that we can't update you through the day on the numbers and what's happening. But it's in your best interest and our best interest to wait until we have those verified numbers by 2:30. And that's when we will, you know, put out the official numbers. You know, some other people post things throughout the day. We just can't run our operation like that because there's so much room for error right now. Mm-hmm. And we want to minimize that. I mean, we're all human. We're going to make mistakes sometimes, but we want to get it right and hopefully not make a mistake in this certain instance. And, you know, Patrick's right. If you're seeing 20 or 30 people together in a group, that absolutely should be reported and addressed. And I hope that he does get a response from someone regarding this, even if it's not what he wants to hear, at least the common courtesy of talking to him about it.
Respond back. Yeah. Yep. Just the facts, man. Mm-hmm. So, stick around here on Newsday Amarillo. I'm going to tell you how you can put $1,000 in your pocket. That's coming up.
For breaking news,